You're in business because you have an idea, a spark, a passion, and it's your gift. It's the one that you have and you're bringing it to the world. I know it isn't easy and it requires commitment. You have to learn both the mechanics and leave room for the magic every day in your business. And I'm here for you to help you make a profit. I'm Dawn Kennedy, your host of the Profit Accelerator podcast. I'm an attorney, author, mentor, and CEO of a growing coffee company. I'm in this with you every single day. Thanks for joining me on the show that looks at all aspects of business, from the mindset to the sales to the money left over at the end of the month, with tips and strategies to help you navigate this amazing ride called entrepreneurship. Thanks for making us part of your journey. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. So we're actually going to be talking about a new part of business, one that we actually haven't talked about before. We talked about retail, we talked about restaurants, we talked about all kinds of different things. Today, we're going to talk about retreats, something that we haven't actually addressed before, either as a business model or part of a business model, or as attending a retreat and why that's so good for you as an entrepreneur. So I brought in Catherine Conto. She is an expert in this area. Thank you so much for joining me today, Catherine.
Thank you for having me, Dawn. It's a great tool for people to use. So I'm looking forward to talking about it and expanding people's knowledge on it.
Yeah, I'm excited to dive in. This is definitely not like a top of mind thing when people think about having businesses. So this is great. Let's kick off by telling us who you are and who you serve.
So I am a retreat expert for the past decade, where I have certified venues for hospitality boards, have staged them, have coached the venue owners how to plan, create, and substantially profit from retreats. I've also hosted, I've been a guest at retreats and everything in between. So right now I have a division of my company called Retreat Boss, where we teach and coach anybody in the travel industry, event industry, corporate people in the human resources, and anybody in the wellness industry who wants to add retreats onto their program or into their business. And these courses are available online. They're hybrid. And we also have the opportunity for those who don't want to bother with all that, just to be hired and have us do everything for them.
I love that. So let's talk about what a retreat is, first and foremost. I do have a huge audience as far as, you know, across industries, and maybe not everybody knows what they are or why they're so important to entrepreneurs.
Yeah. So what happens is with retreats, it's really out of the box thinking. I'm trying to make it mainstream. It's not only about yoga and meditation. If a business can use this as a tool, it'll bring them a lot of profit, because you are with your clients. You could use it for your clients to create a retreat for them to solidify your brand with them, make them understand, create strategies with them. You could use your sales team to come into one of these retreats to figure out your strategies with your sales team and really transform your entire team. It could be also how you can define your corporate culture and solidify that as well, and have people meet throughout different teams that maybe cannot meet usually, because especially now people are working remotely and they'll continue to work remotely. So it's a great way to bring everybody together, and you get insights that you have never seen before from your clients, from your employees, from each other. That's like the corporate scale of it. But also, if you have a business that wants to add retreats, like you're in the wellness industry or even in the travel or event industry, if you add this to your business program as part of your coaching or your fitness program, whatever it may be, it creates, it becomes an incredible marketing tool. You have the attention of these people for whatever it may be, 4, 5, 7, 10 days. This is marketing gold. For 30 seconds on any ad, whether it's social media or anywhere else, you're paying big money. Right now, these people have become completely loyal to you, your brand, and they're there to listen to you. You have them in your hands, in your presence for 7 days, and you can upscale your business tremendously if you add these programs into your full program. as, you know, it could be like an add-on. Like, for example, I'll give an example of a coaching program. You start with, you know, let's say a 10-session program, which involves in retreats in between. First of all, not only are you going to be able to sell this program even more so, the fact that you will be able to expedite anything, and this is corporate too, any goal you have, you're literally expediting it so quickly that you would probably take you months, maybe even years to do such a thing. And sometimes even never, because people do have a life and they're distracted during like a one session every week or every 2 weeks or once a month, where here they're completely immersed for a full few days into your program, into what you have to say, into the goals of whatever the goal is. And they're with like-minded people who are looking to do the same thing. So it's not only the energy about the host, it's the energy about the people around you. It creates a tremendous leap into your next level of whatever that may be.
So I'm definitely hearing that retreats are a good way to get results, whatever those results are. If it's
absolutely either,
yeah, if, whether you are a host or whether you are an attendee, that when you're looking at retreats as something either to be a participant in or to add to a business model, you know, you can look at the value of these as getting results faster than you would, let's say, with a program over time.
Absolutely, because like I said, you're immersed. It's an immersion of a group of people with the same goal and the same mindset to get to that goal, and including their own personal goals. But it all comes down to the same thing. Let's get there quickly and let's be excited about it. And that's what happens. And the bond afterwards within these people, within your team, is incredible. The bond with you as a leader just, you know, multiplies exponentially. And you literally have people shooting, you know, pictures and, you know, shooting out to social media, all their pictures and look where we are. And they start bringing friends. They literally become your marketing army.
So really there's a long-term benefit of hosting just even a short-term kind of retreat for your business. So let me ask you, what would be, if let's say I'm interested in doing this, how would I start to think about hosting something like this? What are the first few considerations? I mean, I'm sure we have to decide whether or not it's going to be 3 days or 7 days, but what are my first considerations as a business owner? Is it the results that I want to get out of it? Or is it more along the lines of, you know, the designing the experience? How do I start thinking through this type of thing to add it to my business?
So like any business model, you have to think of what your mission is. What is your goal? What's the point of this retreat? What do you want to achieve out of it for yourself, for your clients? Okay, so I'm going to look at it as a, not as a corporate, but mostly as a business model. Okay. So really you need to figure out what your goal is first, what your mission is, what your values are, just like you would do with any business or any service launch, because it is a service or a product launch per se, you know, and it's the same way you would go ahead with any of that. You would do the same thing with a retreat. That would be the first step of anything besides looking at everything else. Is like everybody thinks of the fantasy of retreats, like, oh, it's going to be this, it's going to look like that. We're going to go, you know, somewhere, you know, tropical. No, it doesn't. That's not the first thing. You got to figure out why you're doing this. What is your why to your retreat? And what is your goal to your retreat? And then you have to make sure that your niche will love your idea, will love your goal, will love your mission, and will be aligned, you know, to do this with you, because it is a team effort. Even though you're the leader, it's a team effort when you're going into a retreat. So the next thing is really clarify and identify your niche and see how it'll work for them. And then, you know, just putting it out there, even if it's a year in advance, saying, hey, I have a retreat coming up in a year from now, you know, just to gauge and see your audience, what they're thinking about and how they feel about this, maybe how they feel about the location you're thinking of, you know? So these are the first few steps you need to take in order to see if you're going to continue and go forward with it.
So what size would you say is a good starting size if somebody wants to add this as a line of business? How many people?
I wouldn't go more than 10 for your first one, or even a dozen, you know, around there, because it's a lot of people to organize. And because it's your first one, you're getting your feet wet. And the other thing I would advise also is do something local, because it takes away all the stress of the unknown, you know, when going somewhere else. So what I mean by local is just a few hours away from you, where you're very familiar, where you can go visit, where, you know, you can hire locally and you don't have to worry about the stress of either international or somewhere, you know, like in another state or anything like that. You really need to just feel comfortable the first time and take away those added extra stresses just to, you know, be focused on your program and the people that are coming.
So really, it is very possible, no matter where you live, to have a high quality retreat, even if you don't live somewhere exotic. That's what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. It's not really, in the end, it's not really about the location. You know, the location will enhance your message depending on what you're doing. So let's say you're a culinary expert, you know, you're a chef and you want to do a culinary retreat, example. You know, and you decide, I want to go to Tuscany. I want to do, you know, farm to table. People will learn, you know, that's different, right? Because that will really enhance your retreat. But if you're doing something that, you know, you would feel more comfortable locally to begin with, especially during these times where, by the way, things are opening up. We are seeing things where people are booking international travel a lot. But for now, if people don't feel comfortable traveling beyond their own country, it is totally doable. And I even recommend it, especially for your first one, go even more than just your own country. Do it really just local, but you could create the atmosphere that you want in that local retreat.
How do you set the expectation of what you want to deliver to the people that are coming when you've never done this before? So I know they can reach out and get some support from you and your company, for example, but how would somebody go about looking at this if they've never seen this before and they say, I want to do this. I understand it's maybe a dozen people. I want to keep it local. How do you set that expectation and how do you go about looking at this as something that it's something we can actually take on? It makes sense for our business and we can set the expectation that'll be met so that we don't overdo it and maybe fall or fail to meet our clients' needs.
It's all about, again, starting with the foundation of it all. If you don't have a proper foundation as to what your mission is and what you stand for and who your niche is, then you've started wrong. So you really need to make sure the foundation is there. We offer in the courses a step-by-step, literally, you're launching your retreat as you're doing the course. By the end of it, you have the entire roadmap and blueprint on how to do everything from marketing to, you know, picking out your niche, to picking out the plans, the agenda, the retreat agenda, to what you're going to choose. Everything is there for you in detail on how to do it. So for people that do want to do retreats, they are overwhelmed initially because they're like, oh, I just don't know where to start. I really recommend getting a coach or take a course. That way you do it right. You do not know what you do not know. And a lot of people think of a retreat as a vacation, as a, you know, I'll just go as long as it pays for my trip. It's fine. But you are actually leaving your work. You are working there. You know, you're working hard when you're there and you need to be paid for that. And not only be paid for that, but also make a 5-digit profit at least with 10 people coming to your retreat. And if you're not doing that, then you're actually, you know, hurting your business. That's what people need to understand. It could be very profitable, but if you don't know what you're doing, you can lose money. So the best thing to do is get trained like you would get trained with anything else. And once you have that training, there's no reason why you shouldn't feel comfortable in doing it all.
So let's switch hats for a moment and let's talk to my audience that maybe owns restaurants, they own small boutiques and retail, and they don't actually have coaching businesses or something that maybe a retreat model fits into. But why should they be looking at going to maybe some business retreats and wellness retreats and stuff throughout the year just to enhance their ability to run their own businesses?
There are so many retreats out there. You just got to pick the one that resonates with you or the goal that you want to set for yourself. So it could be a corporate retreat that you want to go to, or it could be something where you just, it's self-care or fitness. Right now, retreats are not like they were before, where it was just yoga and meditation. There are so many offerings right now. And when you do choose the retreat that you want to go to, you got to look at what their mission and goal is and if it aligns with yours, first of all. Secondly, get to know who the, if you know the person that's doing it, even better, because you know their style. look at their reviews, figure out if it's really the retreat you want to go to. And the host really has a lot to do with it as well. So really look into the host and see if their message aligns with yours and what their plan is. And the reason to do it is because you're really just taking time for yourself and you're blanking out and, you know, from everything else around you. It's really a moment to just immerse yourself into and deep dive into self-care or learning something. You know, it could be a photographer's retreat or an author's retreat. You know, whether they own restaurants or not, they do have hobbies or they do want to self-care. And by doing so, you're really just putting yourself in like almost like a full speed, but so easily, you don't even realize the change that happens during that weekend or a few days that you're there at the retreat. And we all need to self-care, right? It's part of the process and we really don't take time. And I think when you immerse yourself in something like this, you have no choice, right? You're there for a few days. You're completely focused on you and nobody else. And it's very important just to keep that self-care going, even daily, but also by going to retreats like this. And you come back being a lot more productive. You're inspired. Your imagination starts opening up because you're not filled with all the clutter of the stress, the daily stress. And you become more fruitful with your relationships, with your personal relationships, your business relationships. Like I said, you become more creative. So your ideas start coming, your strategies get more clear. And it's not just a vacation where you just go away and just relax. You really are doing something of self-improvement. And I hate that word saying self-improvement because I think we're all good. We're just like enhancing ourselves by going to stuff like this. And it's really important to do that because in the end, if we're not well, nobody's well around us. Whether it's a mother running a business who has kids and maybe parents and she's, you know, in the nesting part of her life, or it's someone who wants to retire from their business eventually and wants to figure out what they're going to do next. These are great retreat ideas to actually immerse yourself in. So that's what it is. It's all about just taking time for yourself and coming out more productive, more creative, more calm, less stress, and to finally even just connect with other people because we've lost that in the past couple of years and it's so important.
That is very true. You did answer my next question, which was why do a retreat over a vacation? You just beautifully answered that. And I do think this is something that all entrepreneurs should be looking into. There's this idea of, you know, in certain industries, we have continuing education, right? Where we are required to go out and learn new things and to continue our education in our field. And for a lot of entrepreneurs, once we open the doors and we start the business, we might do some industry related things here and there, but we don't necessarily stay focused on ourselves and bettering our own skills and taking care of ourselves the way we should in order to better serve the public. So I think that's, you know, an excellent reason to find a retreat this year and go on one, whether it's 3 days or like you said, 7 or 10 days. So my next question is really around preparing for a retreat as a guest or as someone who is hosting. What kind of mindset things should we be thinking about when we start to put retreats in front of us? Because it is kind of this idea that I think gets mixed up with things like vacations or something that we cut ourselves off from everything else to get done. How do we set ourselves up that a retreat really should become kind of part of this annual thing we should be doing instead of this, you know, once in a lifetime thing? Or the way that I see retreats, the way that I've seen retreats in the past, like you said, they're kind of yoga meditation, people doing these things and they go this once in a lifetime journey. They walk across the states or whatever. How do you think we should be really looking at retreats? What is the mindset we should have towards them?
So the wellness tourism industry is actually predicting that this is going to be a very popular way to travel right now. Starting in the fall, they're actually looking at numbers that they've never seen before because of what we've gone through in the past couple of years. People are really looking to connect and they're really looking inwards. And they have been looking inwards for the past couple of years and they don't know what to do with all that. It's going to be actually the new way of traveling versus only vacations. And because of that reason, now when you're looking at a retreat, the best way to prepare for it, whether you're a host offering it or you're a client looking to go into it, make sure that there is some type of pre-retreat prep to prime you and get you ready into that mindset of whatever that goal or mission is for the retreat. These, you know, this is what we always do and suggest that people do, because it just fast forwards everything for you. Okay. So they come to the retreat with the right mindset as to whatever their goal is. And then make sure there is a good follow-up afterwards, because, you know, a lot of retreats fail at this. What they do is they forget, they just do what they think they want to do without realizing that every single choice that they have for that retreat will either enhance the transformation, whatever it may be, or not. And if you don't do that, it's actually a disservice to both you and your client. And make sure the follow-up is there to continue that transformation, where it doesn't just drop. You know, like when you go to these motivational speaking conferences or whatever, you're listening, you're super pumped. You're like, yes, I'm going to do it. And then, you know, you just deflate the minute you get home. That's not what you want to happen with a retreat. You want that transformation to stick. And if you do it right by priming the people before, getting them in the mind frame, and making sure everything that you have chosen during the retreat enhances that transformation to the goal, the intended goal. And then afterwards, there should be a follow-up. So when looking for a retreat, make sure those things, those steps have been taken to reassure that you will get the most out of it.
Yeah, I love that. So making sure that there's kind of that pre-game and post-game and then exactly. This becomes then an experience that is more than just a couple of vacation photos. This becomes kind of a transformational thing that really does improve your life, your business, and, you know, how you move forward. And I think that is something that we all should be looking into, especially as you were saying, coming out of the pandemic. So if people want to reach out to you and learn about your course and learn more about Retreat Boss and how they can start to put this in their businesses, how do they find you?
They can just go to retreatboss.com and visit our website. We have we do podcasts as well with different ideas and experts coming in. There's blogs there. And if you follow us on any of the social media, like LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook, we're there as well, showcasing what retreats are, the tips for corporate people, the tips for wellness, for the wellness industry. And we give a lot of free information out there. So if you're looking and you're kind of teasing yourself about that, it would be a great way to start is just follow us on the social media platforms.
We're going to put all the links down inside the show notes. So if you're listening to this episode and you want to learn more, you can just go right into the notes there and you can click the link. You'll be able to follow Catherine and her team all through all the social links. Catherine, thank you so much for coming on here and giving us an overview on retreats and really getting us thinking about this, because I do think it's something that we don't think enough about. And I'm very, very interested that this is kind of going to be the way that people are going to start taking some hybrid leisure time in the future, and that that's where the industry is going.
Yes, I hope so too. I hope people realize that and open their eyes to new ways of marketing their business and also expanding their minds. So thank you for having me on here. It was truly a pleasure for me.
It was so great to have you. I will talk to you all next time on the next episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. If you'd like to learn more and grab some free resources, just head over to entremoneycoach.com and you'll find the links and freebies. Take care, and I can't wait to talk to you again next time on the Profit Accelerator Podcast.